Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a few days ago, I was part of history. And it's not even February. It's not even Black History Month. And your girl is making history. I saw Governor Tim Walz in Ramsey County, and they were doing proclamations for Disability Employment Awareness Month. And I thought, this is great. This is amazing. But then I kept thinking, are there any job fears going on for people with disabilities? More specifically, adults with autism. I have 3 children on the spectrum. And right now, they're 10 and 9 and 8. But at some point, they're going to be 18, 19, and 20. They're going to need to work. And of course, I can call up somebody and say, hey, come on, Hy-Vee. Come on, Bremer Bank. Come on, Metro Transit. Come on, Minneapolis Police. Come on, Anderson Windows. Give my kids an opportunity. And they'll likely get an entry-level job and work really hard and earn a living and be able to get out of my house, because that's the goal. But what about all those other parents whose kids aren't able to call somebody? The parents don't have those connections. What happens to their children? And the thing about having developmental delays and special needs is there's lots of services available when you are young. The school is set up, there's therapy centers, there's day camps and treatment programs. But once you turn 18, 19, 20, 21, all that stuff stops. And then the parents are left to try to figure it out all by themselves. You know, 1 in 36 kids in Minnesota has autism. At some point, that's going to be 1 in 36 adults. And I want to make sure that I'm doing my part to help those 1 in 36 adults with autism have a better quality of life. And so I say, you know, I'm going to do a job fair for adults with autism. And somebody said, have you ever done a job fair before? Nope. First time for everything. So I partner with Minnesota's Deed and Career Force, and we've got some space available. I called up the companies that partner with my podcast and network and partner in community with me, and they came and set up booths. And, you know, they said, well, how many people are you expecting? I said, I have no idea. Didn't I just tell you I've never done a job fair before in my life? And they said, well, what are you going to do? We don't understand. I said, this is needed and important, and we're going to make it happen. So we got fidgets, we set up quiet rooms, we got career counselors, and we opened the doors. This job fair, y'all, was 2 hours, 10 to noon. Do y'all know that 400 adults with autism came to this event? And I was just overwhelmed. I tried to hold it together, but I cried all the way home. And one of the things that touched me the most, including that people left out of there with hope, left out of there with jobs, left out of there with opportunities for interviews, they felt seen and heard and needed, was T.C. Bear from the Twins. He came and, you know, got all suited up and he was walking around. And I mean, he just lightened the mood because a lot of people were anxious. And there was this one young man with autism in his 20s, and his mom was standing by the door and she didn't want to go in. She was trying to give him his space, but she was keeping an eye on him. And she said, this is the first time that he's ever sat down to talk to strangers. And T.C. Bear heard her tell me that. And he went over and sat with that young man for that job fair while he was doing an interview for a mechanic position at Metro Transit. And y'all, let me tell y'all, it wasn't a dry eye in the room. Every parent was boo-hoo crying. I was crying. It was just amazing. And he sat there and he, you know, lightened the mood and lightened the load and rubbed that guy on his back. And it was just amazing to see. And so I had to invite my friends from Metro Transit to come on the Shaletta Show, because Aubrey Henry, he's joining me now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Can I just say thank y'all for rocking with me? Because none of us knew what to expect. But you all sent two recruiters there, set up your booth, and it was beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, Metro Transit, we're hiring. We're hiring, we're hiring, we're hiring. I just want to get that word out there. What we're looking for mechanic technicians. And some of the work that these mechanic technicians are going to be doing, you're going to be diagnosing mechanical failures. You're going to be doing preventative maintenance on the buses. And not only that, we're looking for mechanic technicians to work on light rail. We're looking for them to work on commuter rail. You know, we also have our non-revenue department. So this department focuses on trucks, cars, lawnmowers, chainsaw, weed whip, you know, small stuff to big stuff that are non-bus and light rail and commuter rail. And one of the important things that I want you to know right now, that the pay is anywhere from $30 up to $41 an hour. And not only that, we got a sign-on bonus as well.
So, well, you got to tell us how people can sign up, because people are hearing this. I can't even listen to what you're saying because I'm getting text messages from some of the parents who are not able to bring their kids to the job fair because they were working and couldn't get away. They want to know, Aubrey, how they can get signed up. Where do they go to find out more information?
No problem. Absolutely. I'll tell you. So I would encourage everyone to turn up the volume on their device right now and listen up. It is metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring.
Okay, say that one more time because I want to make sure everybody heard it.
One more time for sure. We're going to do it. metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring.
All right. That is Aubrey Henry with Metro Transit. I just can't thank them enough for their partnership out there with me on Thursday, hiring and interviewing adults with autism for Disability Awareness Month. And I tell you, I can't even look up because I'm getting dinged and pinged and DM'd from parents who were not able to get to the event with their autistic adult children, but wanted more information. And I'm so glad that Aubrey came on courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk more about those mechanic positions. There was one adult autistic man who we didn't start the job fair until 10 o'clock. And he got there at 6, maybe. It was definitely before morning. And when we showed up to get set up, He had been there for quite some time because he wanted one of these mechanic jobs. Such a good job and a good opportunity for people with autism who love to fix things, who love to build things, who love to solve problems and work with their hands. If you know an adult with autism, you're a teacher or a counselor, and you can pass this information on to someone who would benefit from it, please do, because it might not only change their life, but save their life. We'll be back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.